Nightly News. I'm Ben Thomas. TikTok CEO is thanking President-elect Trump for his commitment to keeping the social media app available. It Donahue reports unless its China-based parent company suddenly sells, a federal ban is set to begin Sunday after a Supreme Court ruling.
The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says all is not lost for TikTok.
The president has the authority under the law to delay the sale or the ban, actually, by 90 days. I suspect President Trump will invoke that authority when he comes to office to allow a sale to go through.
President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok.
Because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
And Trump says TikTok was among the items discussed in a conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Effective Sunday, new users won't be able to download TikTok and updates won't be available, but it won't disappear from users' phones. TikTok was one of the topics President-elect Trump says he discussed in a phone call today with China's President Xi Jinping, trade and fentanyl also on the list. Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages. Aidan Alexander is one of the Americans still being held. His father, Adi, on how he's feeling.
Confident, never, because, you know, there is so many bumps in the road, and we just saw one yesterday. But optimistic, yes.
The agreement will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. Israel's to release some 700 Palestinian detainees, and Gaza should see a surge in humanitarian aid, and Israeli forces pull back from many areas. And President-elect Trump's swearing-in has been moved inside due to forecasts of intense cold in Washington Monday. This is AP News. Tony Award-winning British actor Joan Plowright has died at the age of 95. Karen Shamus has a report.
Her family said Plowright enjoyed a long and illustrious career across theatre, film and TV over seven decades until blindness made her retire.
All I wish to do is sit in the shade and remember better times.
In this excerpt from an interview in 1993, Plowright talked fondly about playing Mrs. Wilson in Dennis the Menace.
If you can get a good part and a good script, and you respect the people you are working with, then suddenly it's a good move.
Part of an astonishing generation of British actors, Plowright won a Tony Award, two Golden Globes, and nominations for an Oscar and an Emmy. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth in 2004. Karen Shamas, London.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.